TGI Patreon Mini for the week of March 12th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. And I'm joined by guest host, not as always, but Jocelyn Moffat's here. I've reined her in to talk about her own stuff this week. How's it going?
Not too bad, Ryan. How's things with you?
Pretty good. It's almost like we just spoke. But I did want to bring you in here so we could talk about your side of the content, because Gamers In is Jocelyn and Ryan and Jocelyn talking about video games, and you have gone off and started a Sea of Thieves podcast that we update each week. You're in episode 5 now, right?
Episode 5 will be coming up this week. Yep, we record usually on Wednesdays. Civ is back now from his throat surgery. He had his tonsils out, so we recorded last week and he's doing better. So we're up to, this will be episode 5 next week. Right after the launch will be episode 6. So we'll be covering the launch of Sea of Thieves. It's coming fast. I can't believe we're like literally 8 days away from the launch of Sea of Thieves. So we're on episode 5 this week. It's going to be all about teamwork and communication in the game, as well as we'll be covering the final beta, which happened this past weekend. So lots and lots of stuff going on with shipwrecks and shanties.
Yeah, I missed the final beta, and I was really bummed by that, because I was like, this is my chance to try the game for free, and I didn't get that chance. But I'm going to check it out on the Game Pass once it launches next week. It's crazy to think that next week is March 20th. That's bananas. But I suppose, yeah.
I'm really excited, though. I'm going to spend a whole lot of time in Sea of Thieves, and I believe we're going to keep the show going. So if you guys have been enjoying Shipwrecks and Shanties, the plan is kind of to do episodes fairly regularly, kind of as regularly as the content dictates. We're still waiting to see what it's going to actually look like after launch. So, we are definitely going to be doing more than 6 episodes. I don't know how often they're going to be, or, you know, no final decisions have been made there. But we are going to continue covering Sea of Thieves past the launch. So I'm excited.
That's why you got to check out the Patreon minis, because just exclusive knowledge bombs being
exactly
dropped. This is why we brought Jocelyn. The exclusive hot tips coming at you. So yes, Shipwrecks and Shanties continuing past its 6. It got renewed. You know, management was like, oh, I don't know, guys.
It was on the bubble. But a big part of that has been all of the feedback that we've been getting through the Discord. Yeah. So again, bit.ly/TGI Discord is where our Shipwrecks and Shanties conversations happen. So the more we hear from you guys over there, the more we know that you're enjoying the show. So that's really the best way to talk to Civ and I, as well as find people to play with, because that's a big thing. There's no tool in game to, like, no LFG tool or anything like that. So the best way to find people is currently outside of the game. So the Gamers In community is actually really awesome and includes Civ and myself. So if you're looking for people to just kind of sail the high seas with, then go over to the TGI Discord and find some teammates.
Yeah,
and we'll teach you this week how to actually work with them and communicate with them,
which is
in game
essential communication and teamwork in that game, because you're working across the ship with 4 or 5 different people. It's exciting times, and you know, I gotta say, these Presents projects, there's been a lot of positive to come out of them, and one of the positives has been like just the uptake for the Discord. I'm noticing new people in the Fire Emblem section and the Shipwrecks and Shanties section every day talking about that specific game, and it's nice, you know, it's nice to see more people coming in and getting into those conversations. But in terms of the Gamers In Prime, we just recorded one. So you're getting 2 Gamers In episodes this week, which is kind of exciting. And this week on our normal recording time, I'm going to be talking about Life is Strange, the farewell bonus episode. And this is supposed to be a shorter show, but there's 2 of us here, so I have an opportunity to convince Jocelyn to play this, because it offers you the prequel experience that we should have been offered. You're playing as Max, you know, Chloe it's before the storm, but it's before
Max leaves, right?
It's before Max leaves. It's before her father's passed away. That's all very apparent at the very beginning of the game, so it's not a spoiler. And
oh, so it's even, this is like a prequel even to Before the Storm.
Exactly. And that in there, you know, tells you that the whole like, oh, she's younger, so we wanted a different voice actor, is just bullshit, because they've brought back the old voice actors, and they're amazing. You know, you're playing Life is Strange again, and you're getting the Ashley Birch and I forget who plays Max. She's not a well-known voice actress, but she's really, really good in this. And you're playing as Max, and the bonus episode's called Farewell, and you're having to decide when to share the information that you're leaving with Chloe, and that entails like part of the story. And it's a delightful, happy presentation of these characters, which was something that was sorely missing in Before the Storm, and something that you got in Life is Strange. So it's expensive, but don't play Life is Strange Before the Storm. Play the bonus episode, because it's really the prequel that we all really wanted. Just a delightful experience of these characters again. And it fits in really well with Life is Strange and kind of ignores everything about Before the Storm. So, and it's like...
Well, don't say too much.
I'm not.
This is supposed to be the mini, so keep the mini, Ryan. Jeez.
I want you to play it. So you got to play it.
All right, I'll play it.
And you know what? We can spend an hour talking about how Ryan was wrong again, and that's always delightful. I'm up for that. So I'm taking a gamble here, okay? So other than that, I'm going to be playing Into the Breach, and I will keep this mini. I'm going to be playing Into the Breach on stream Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern over at twitch.tv/RyanMurphyCF. So we want to check that out. You can go see that, and then we'll talk about that on Thursday. But Jocelyn, you're here. Tell me about what game you're going to be playing this week.
Well, I guess I'm playing Life is Strange, but other than that, I'm actually over the weekend, and I didn't want to talk about it on the episode that we just recorded because I didn't have a whole lot of time to play, but The Sims Mobile just launched, and I'm not giving EA any of my money, but it is a free mobile title, so I'm giving The Sims and EA one more chance, and I say one more, but we all know that every time that they launch new Sims content, I'm probably going to at least try it, so far, it's been a fairly positive experience, but again, I'm not very far into the game, so I will talk more about that on Thursday when we record.
Cool. Well, I look forward. See, you're really good at this. You're better than I am. You're keeping it mini. It's perfect. For Summoner's Call, there's a new event calendar that was announced just this morning, so we're going to be talking about what's coming up in the future for that game over the next month. It's a free-to-play game. It is strongly supported by all of the in-game events that Intelligent Systems sets up. So we're going to be talking about that. We also have some topics on board, like what exactly is Fire Emblem Heroes and how it fits into the Fire Emblem series. We finally have a lull in the content where we can kind of, you know, get out there and talk about some other topics. So that'll be exciting. So look forward to that later on this week. And in terms of new games, we talked about it, Kirby Star Allies will be coming at the end of the week on Friday for Nintendo Switch. Go check out the demo if you're interested. As well as this week would have been a scheduled game night, but we're actually short of our goal by just $1. So if you're listening to this and you're a current patron and want to up your pledge, or you're not a patron and you want to support to play some video games with Jocelyn and I Thursday night after the show, you can go do that, well, at patreon.com/thegamersin, but you're already there, so... Thank you so much. Jocelyn, the first mini with the both of us here, how do you feel it went? It wasn't quite mini. We might have to call it the TGI, I don't know.
The TGI medium size?
I guess. Like, it's...
Upsize the mini?
Yeah, if I name these, that would be the name of the episode. So I appreciate you sticking around. I know you got a jet. So New Gamers In will record live this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern over at twitch.tv/thegamersin. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening. Jocelyn, thanks for coming by, and have a great week.